Hare Krishna. I'm now on the train and they're going to a center in south of Hungary called Pécs. Today, from what I saw on the calendar, is the beginning of Chandan Yatra, because in India, at least summer's beginning, it's becoming extremely hot. So for the next 3 weeks, sandalwood paste is applied to Krishna's body to cool him. Sandalwood is very cooling. In better off temples, then they put the sandalwood all over his body from top to bottom. They do that also in Krishna Balaram Mandir, and dress him in shorts, and then in other places they just put little swabs of sandalwood paste or do his forehead. Here in the West it's a little early to be doing that. In fact, right now it's quite cloudy here and cool, so it's not recommended, although sometimes in the summertime when it gets very hot, temples can do that, or devotees can do that for their deities. Yesterday I read that song by Narottam Das, and he's expressing Srimati Radharani's mood, who wants to be like chandan on Krishna's body, and when that chandan falls, because inevitably it dries, when it falls, then it'll fall to Krishna's lotus feet. Anyway, these are aspirations of devotees to render service in some way. For us in Krishna consciousness, then the way in which to cool Krishna's fever, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's fever, which they experience from seeing the suffering of conditioned souls, is to do some seva, some particular service that engladdens their hearts and relieves them from the burden of so many countless souls suffering in the material world. So distributing books, chanting the holy names to others, preaching, teaching others how to become Vaishnavas, these are all ways by which that same process of becoming a balm or a cooling sandalwood paste on Krishna's transcendental form or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental form can be effected. So whereas Srimati Radharani has that desire that to become sandalwood paste, but then how can you become sandalwood paste? She can't become sandalwood paste on his body. But in effect, the same thing can be achieved by the particular type of service that devotee renders. In other words, cool Krishna. So we should also think, this is a good period, 3 weeks, how it is that we can render services to Krishna like that. And then in effect we get the qualification or adhikar to become very close, because what's the benefit of sandalwood paste? Sandalwood paste means that when you put it on the body, it becomes as close as you can get. So similarly, if we want to become close to Krishna, and Srila Prabhupada would say this on repeated occasions, then we should preach. And by preaching, we become very dear to Krishna, sadavodidayo mayam. So we become so close that actually we become, Krishna not only allows devotees to come skin close, skin tight, but actually he takes them within their heart. But we need to make that type of effort for that. So if we become serious about being Krishna conscious, or if we are serious about Krishna conscious, then we think of what is anukulyena Krishna anushilinam, what is good for Krishna, what's pleasing to him. And by cultivating that type of mentality, then even impossible things become possible. So Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Katanchana smite jasmin sukaram dukaram bhavet vismita viparitatsya sri chaitanya namanitam. So very impossible things become possible. Again, from that verse, she says, Vaman, that I'm just like a dwarf reaching for the moon. So even though devotees may have very extraordinary aspirations in spiritual life, and they feel themselves like dwarves, if we get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then all that can become possible, although otherwise it's very impossible. But one needs to be determined, and I'll just close with this particular shloka. This is chapter 47, which means it's Srimati Radharani speaking again. She said, Yad anu charitali lakarna piyu shaviprut sakrit dadana viduta dvandadharma vinashta sapadi grihakatumbam dinam utsridjatina bahavahi havibanga bhikshucharyam charanti. To hear about the pastimes of Krishna, that Krishna regularly performs, is nectar for the ears. For those who relish just a single drop of that nectar, even once, their dedication to material duality is ruined. Many such persons have suddenly given up their wretched homes and families, and themselves becoming wretched, travel here to Vrindavan to wander about like birds begging for their living. So quite similar to this, we also heard about Krishna, which is so much nectar for the ears, and by the influence of that nectar, then all of our material misconceptions were ruined, and we gave up our homes, we gave up our families, our professions, so many other things, and what was the result? We started to wander around in service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And from the materialist point of view, we also become wretched. We have no bank balance, no possessions, no wealth. The only thing we had was Krishna's name and Krishna's pastimes to hear. And therefore we wandered around preaching, distributing books, chanting on streets, going from one country to another, begging for the living. For a materialistic person, they think that that is great misfortune. For a real Vaishnava, it's their life. And just connecting with this verse, at the conclusion of Lalita Madhava, Krishna asked Srimati Radharani for a benediction, and she asks for two. And one of them, she says, Chiradasa. Anyway, it's a complicated verse, and I can't remember it just now. But she says that those devotees who have been wandering around Vrindavan for a very long time with that great hope of seeing you, he says, please very quickly manifest yourself to them as their well-wishing friend. So people may think, but what's the use? They're just wandering here and there, and where's their Krishna consciousness? Where's their Krishna? So Srimati Radharani says like that to Krishna, don't keep them waiting for very long. He says you should just appear to them very quickly. And then so Krishna says, tatastu, all right, so be it. So we should have that faith that by this service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then very quickly, Krishna will come. Hare Krishna.